Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
One of the things that saddens me the most in and around the conversation of women's reproductive rights in America is the fact that it has been distilled into a catchphrasy, nuance-lacking conversation that I think robs all of society, and women in particular, of the conversation that an issue deserves. You know? I hate it when people are like, oh, pro-life, pro-choice. It's so flippant. You know? Are you pro-life or are you pro-choice? What does that mean? Who's not pro-life? Huh? Which asshole out there is like, oh, I don't like life. Yeah, I don't like life. No, what you've done is you've created a false binary. It's not just pro-life, pro-choice. That's not what it is. It is a complicated and painful conversation to have. It's not fair. It's not good. It's not just women. That's what I also don't understand. One night, one mistake, one anything. And people like to make it seem like every pregnancy is known, every idea. No, it's not. A condom can break. A birth control pill cannot work because you're taking some other kind of medication. The hormone might not work on that. You don't know. Nothing is 100%. And people will be like, well, then don't have sex. Yeah, just because you don't have sex doesn't mean everybody else mustn't have sex. Come on, then don't have sex. No. What are you doing? You know? And that's why I think, like, there's so much frustration, understandably, like, around the Democrats, because that's, in a weird way, the Republicans said they were going to do something, told everybody they were going to do it, and then just kept on trying to do it, and then they did it. You know? That's what they did. But it seems like every single time, Democrats in America seem more concerned with preserving the civility of the conversation around what is happening as opposed to getting the thing done. People make this seem like it's a majority issue, and it's not. It's not. If you're fair, you'll realize that it's not. Most people in America will say, hey, we are for a woman having her choice. You can discuss the weeks and the where, and that's a different thing. But most people in America will agree on that. Not a total ban. And many conservatives have said that. Even Trump, I've seen, it's been reported that in private, he's gone, this is a mistake. He said that. He's like, this is, you know how you know he knows it's a mistake? He went on to Fox News. They congratulated him. They said, congratulations on your victory. And he was like, no, this was God. When has Donald Trump not taken credit for something? Because even he knows, he's like, I don't want to be the guy. What, you're going to run for president now as the guy who banned abortion, told every woman in the nation what they can do with their own bodies? I don't care how religious you are. That's your belief. Good, have it. But you don't put that religion on somebody else. You don't force them to live by your morals and your standards. That's it. It's truly one of the most frustrating things. You know, this is what I realized one day is like, sometimes I know it wouldn't be conducive to anything, but sometimes I feel like you want to call people on their bluff in the most extreme way possible. This is what I would propose. I would propose in every single one of these states where they're making it illegal and they're saying they're going to prosecute providers and they're going to, let's go with that. Okay. But let's do this. Let's put your money where your mouth is. Let's do this. Every single conservative, every single Republican, every single person who said it's illegal, you're killing a baby. They've said that, not my words. They've said that, right? Let's do this. Why don't we write a law retroactively to say that every single Republican lawmaker who has facilitated or been part of an abortion should also be imprisoned? Why don't we do that? Because you said it's killing babies, and if I'm assuming correctly, you've never done it, right? Right? If you said to me as Trevor, we're gonna write a law, and the law says that every person you've choked to death in the street, we're gonna investigate and you go to jail, I'll be like, yeah, go ahead. I know I've never choked anybody to death. I would go to every single one of those Republicans who've written those laws. Anyone, your family member, anyone that you've been a part, anyone, anywhere, you go to jail. See how many of them would sign that law. See how many of them, because we've seen time and time again, they'll have a mistress, they'll have a woman they're seeing, they'll have somebody, and all of a sudden, Oh, pro-life. Oh, oh no, I didn't mean it like that. Oh, this was an exceptional. Oh no, this is the devil. This is no. There's only one devil in this conversation, and it's you. Only one.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.